Embedded with Nebraska Volleyball in Beijing, China, I'm John Baylor, on the road with Runza. Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. breakfast at our Osaka, Japan hotel, then 6:30 a.m. bus to the airport. That took about an hour. 10:30 in the morning, we fly to Beijing, China. Beijing is a city of 20 million people. It's the capital of the world's most populous country. Japan has 127 million people. China has 10 times more, 1.3 billion. Our old friend June greeted us at the Beijing airport. Many of you match clubbers will remember June as the legendary Chinese volleyball player who served as a Nebraska graduate assistant back in 2000. So every year she served as a Husker coach, Nebraska won the title. She came through for us again today, negotiating practice time at the Chinese National Volleyball Training Center. The rule was no foreigners allowed, but June negotiated, pulled in the national team coach, and finally security relented. We were told that we were the first foreigners ever to see the training facility. The Huskers practiced for only about 90 minutes until they gave way to the Chinese national men's team. We watched them for a while before heading to dinner and a tour of Tiananmen Square. Tonight's dinner at the world's largest McDonald's, seven stories of burgers and fries, was the first time I've ever seen any Nebraska volleyball team eat fast food. Then on a beautiful, cool Beijing night, we joined the tourists at Tiananmen Square. Embedded with Nebraska volleyball in Beijing, I'm John Baylor, on the road with Runza.